Hey, yo, what up, world? It's your man T. I'm back with another episode. I know a lot of people had this notion about what racism is and is not, man. But I just want to touch base on this today. You know, it's crazy because as I was just sitting here thinking, I'm like, they have us right where they want us, man. As black people, they got us right where we want to be. Think about it like this. You know, we're saying we're fighting for equality and justice and things like that. I think they're looking at it like, well, y'all have that. You know what I mean? And then on the flip side, we're going to look at it like, yeah, we have it, but we get it disproportionately. We go to the courthouses and go to prisons more often than you guys, right? And that's facts. But part two of it is, like, we have a situation where we can control our fucking own. That's what they're looking at us like. Like, everything y'all asked for, y'all got. Y'all got civil rights. Y'all had that. Y'all had this, y'all had that. Y'all had this, y'all had that. But y'all still don't know what to do with it. Y'all still don't know how to build your own. It's sort of kind of like a test from the universe, in my opinion, because it's saying the test is, if you're saying that you don't have all this and we give it to you, you know, what are you going to do with it? And we're failing that test because think about it. Hip hop, $1 billion industry. Hip-hop and R&B, $1 billion industry. Black people are the most consumers on planet Earth, which means we take in and spend more. So we love to buy. We love to buy. So with that, we're now buying and no longer owning. And then when we do have ownership, it's, let's say, Magic owns parts of the Dodgers or something like that. Maybe his stakes in the Lakers as well. I'm not for sure. But when you think about that aspect, Mike Jordan, Bobcats, and no NFL owners. So they're telling us, as they always have, you invited, but we really don't want you here, but you're here. Okay. Now what are you going to do? And the thing is, for the shit that they wanted, they started their own. They started the NFL, MLB, whatever. NCAAs. And we wanted to be a part of that so bad that we sold ourselves and identities and our people a bullshit story because a chosen few who fought for it wanted it. Like, I'm not mad at segregation if I'm looking at it from a standpoint of who loves me and who cares for me more than I, and I being everyone who looks like me. You know what I mean? Because that's the same mentality that some other people have. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with them saying, I love my race. That's it, man. Kudos to you. You supposed to love your race, whether you consider, and I always put this out there, race is socially constructed, so they put us in categories. So if you're talking about white Americans, you know, you're supposed to love white Americans if you're white American. It would be fucking ridiculous to not. It's natural to put the people that you hang with and run with and that's your family first. That's natural. And this shit is so layered that you don't even realize what's happening. You don't realize that if you don't have a representative who looks like you, they can't empathize with you, really. They can hear your cries. They can understand your cries. They can say, well, damn, if my child didn't have food, I'd be pissed too. But you made that child. You knew what you was bringing them into. Therefore, you own it. Do what you got to do with it. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But I don't understand why we had chosen few people who wanted to be a part of that type of stuff when we was thriving with our own. So again, my issue is, you know what I'm saying? All this is layered with everything that ties together like one fucking spinal cord and your nerves reaching out. All this shit is layered. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Cause I just sit back and like, damn, they gave us this. And the black cats still won't come together. Instead, keep Jordan mad at LeBron or whatever. And Mike can sit here and say it didn't play in his mind. But we all know you're a competitor. You want to be known as the GOAT. You want to be known. You don't even want no comparison. You don't, because that's just in your DNA. That's who you are. That's who you was on the court. Like, fuck, I'm going to destroy you because of this. So if they keep them at each other's throats, can't be no unity to say, hey, I'm a billionaire. You 10 mil or 10 bill short from being a billionaire. Let me tell you how we can take this money and build that shit that you started with that school, and we can take over a whole block. A whole, not even just a block, but the whole damn kit and caboodle. We can take over this part of Chicago. We can take over this part of and build communities. You see what I'm saying? To thrive, because we got the same opportunity. And that's what the white folks saying. Like, y'all got the opportunity, but look at what your leader's doing. They still asking federal government for handouts, and they ain't getting the money to educate the students. All these athletes and rappers making all this money, all these people spending this money for hip hop, etc. Why y'all don't come together and invest in a firm and start taking that money? Because guess what? At the end of the day, business is business, and cats is willing to make money. They willing to rat on their moms for money. So I'm saying that to say, if Magic, Michael, LeBron came together right now and they advocated for a team, they wouldn't have no choice but to get a seat at the table, man. Those are four great black athletes. Do you think that they had a firm together where each of them put 25, 25, 25, 25% in, they get them a whole dollar to basically say, we want to own an NFL team. We want to own outright an NBA franchise. We want to outright own a brand new MLB team. Shit, you crazy. White men gonna look at that shit like that's fucking money. Welcome. Up here is the class of money and more money. In order to get in, you gotta have a billion coming through the door. If not, you're in the wrong place. That's how they look at this. It's business to them. So if those athletes came together and put together, bought blocks and rebuild it and open up fucking schools, employing teachers, getting grants, showing academic excellence, people buy into it because they want to believe in that story, and they see it. So then you got the other black millionaires. Boom, money. But you also taking money invested, but you got to make sure that the folk doing it right. But that's the shit that they looking at us like, but we're giving y'all this. And what are you guys doing with it? You're putting out rappers making millions of dollars, and instead of educating them on how to become politicians to help change laws and run as a party, because their generation is the ones coming up, they're influential. They can actually put money behind their words and say, I back this guy, and they're going to have a million of their followers who can vote, go to the fucking polls and say, I vote for this guy because little Yachty like this dude. Because Travis Scott liked this dude. That's the type of influence that these guys have. So when you sit there and think about that, that's the kind of stuff, man, that I look at. Like, they looking like, but y'all got it, but y'all still not doing anything with it. Y'all, what are y'all doing? besides spending? Y'all not trying to put people in public office. You don't want to play that game in public office. That's what I tell people all the time. I say, you got to vote. You got to vote locally. Because that dude or, I'm sorry, that male and that female or that person's, they going to determine your vote. And if they side with Republicans, they going to say my constituents, the people who put me in office, and that's who I represent, not the ones who didn't. That's what we don't understand. Donald Trump is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. And all, he's appealing to his base, the people who voted for him in office. That's what he's doing. That's what people don't understand. He's doing what he said he's going to do. This is what my people want. And I ain't talking about the Republicans who've been against me. I'm talking about the Republicans who put me in this office. I'm talking about the Republicans who might have lost in their county, or they might not have won that seat. But guess what? For them 6 million, 10 million, 20 million who voted for me, I represent you guys. That's why I'm in the office talking shit. That's why I'm saying, you know what we do to guys like that where I'm from back in the days. Back in the days, that nigga like 70 years old, bruh. What? That was in the 60s, right? Something like that. So this is the thing that you don't see. This is the stuff, you know what I mean? And they say, but we're giving it to you. What are you going to do? And it's the same situation. They're saying you're not paying for politicians. How many of you come out here and donate? When they come in there, oh, yeah. But it all ties together, man. It all ties together because, like I said, people think Donald Trump represents America. It's like, when are y'all going to understand he represents his voters in America? When he says things like, shit, that he's saying that the Russian didn't do it, he believes it, and the people who voted for him believe it. He like, I don't give a fuck what you Democrats say. I don't give a fuck about what you independents say. And the whole investigation is a witch hunt. And he got, and his people like, it's bullshit. It's a witch hunt. But this is the guy that's in office because this is the guy that money buys. And so basically when we have the money, they're saying, again, did you guys donate any money to have your candidate endorsed? If you didn't, why are you complaining? This is how this whole shit works, man. It's like a well-oiled machine. Like, once you break this shit down, then you start seeing the picture like, damn. They saying, we give you this, but y'all still won't build communities. You still won't vote. You still won't put people in office that represents you. You still won't do this. You still won't do that. You still won't try to change policy. You still don't take your kids to school. You still don't go this. You still don't go that. And you're complaining. In order to fight, have someone who looks like you to represent you. That's what they're telling us. Like, who represents you? It's a big up to the female who just won office up there, and I think in New York, because that's one of the things that they was tired of. Like, shit, it's more to it. And what did they do? That seed was planted in her years ago. That being, I think she Boricua, or Cuban, or Cuban American, or something. I can't recall. I don't want to, you know, put it out there. But so she's Latina, and who just won up in New York. And she ousted, I think, might have been a Democrat, and she's a socialist Democrat. But that's what you have to do. She got tired of it. probably went to law school, and she's making her run and she's making noise. She's the next wave, that next generation. Next thing you know, she'll be the first Latina president, some shit like that, because once she gets the movement going, the people gonna gravitate because she's the voice of the people and they're gonna hold her accountable. But again, it goes back to, she's gonna represent the people who put her in office. So as long as they're on her side, then she'll win. But if she does not have the luxury of, she does not have the luxury of just thinking that she won that, she'll win again. Because she has to do what she has to do to make sure her base who voted for her continues to vote. That's how this shit is rigged. Like, it's just a game to folk, man. And people don't realize it. It's just a fucking game. And once you realize the game, you start seeing the motherfuckers move like a piece of a checkers or chessboard. You see shit being put in place. You be like, damn, I thought that shit would be possible, but I didn't know the shit was possible. Then you're like, damn, all this shit I talked about, read about years ago about fighting this country. Then you're like, damn, we actually about to do this shit. Or is it always smoke and mirrors to raise and heighten the senses of the people to pay money to get protection, more security, and slowly but surely chisel away at your democracy, your guaranteed constitutional rights, which is should be superseded by human rights. And you start seeing that shit getting chiseled away. It's like, damn, we on Article 10 now that they done took away. So now they got about 100 more to go. And damn, this is every 10 years. Like, they just keep peeling layers back and then throwing that shit in the trash. Like, yeah, but we made an amendment for that shit that says we can do this if this happens. So we had that right to supersede that and do it. And you be looking like, God damn, y'all voted that shit in? Yeah, they voted for it. They voted for it, actually, while America was going through that investigation thing. So we voted for it. It was on the table for the vote. Boom, got us. Shit deep, man. Like, you know, the more you analyze it, the more you realize that shit, man. It's just crazy. But that's enough of my rant today, man. Stay tuned to the next episode, man. I need to get to the situation about talking about how I feel about police shootings, man. But this shit is just part one of this shit, man. We can go on and on and on. I do indeed look forward to hearing feedback, anything you think I can do better, anything you like about the show, anything you want to talk about, message me, whatever the case may be, man. And we're going to get it popping on here, man. All right, this your boy T. I'm out, man.